大家好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。
Hello everyone, I'm Jody. Welcome to American Cafe.
我们今天啊要为您讲一个非常感人的故事。
It is a very moving story about two characters, Anne Jones from Washington D.C. and her friend Bella.
里面的主人公一位是 Anne Jones, 一位是 Bella.
Now, I think it's important to tell people that Bella is a dolphin.
Oh, 原来 Bella 是一只海豚。那 Anne 和 Bella 怎么会成为好朋友呢？
Well, it started about 4 years ago, and recently, Anne made a trip to see her old friend. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce Anne Jones as she explains the purpose of this special reunion trip.
I'm Anne Jones, and I'm from Washington, D.C. in the United States, the capital.The purpose of the trip was to go back and swim again with a dolphin that helped save my life almost 4 years ago. It was wonderful. It was very emotional. I cried a lot. I don't know if dolphins cry or not, but she was just so excited.
4 years 前海豚 Bella 挽救了 Anne 的生命，所以呢 Anne 每次一提到 Bella 都非常的动感情。我想啊，大家一定很想知道这到底是怎么回事。
It's a wonderful story, and it starts with the fact that a dolphin is very sensitive and can see everything in your body with their sonar.
是吗？我听说过海豚都很聪明，可是我不知道他们还能用声呐来诊断一个人是否有病。哇，这太神奇了。
And also, when given a choice between a sick or well person, a dolphin will swim with a sick person. Again, here's Anne.
The dolphins are very sensitive, and they can see everything in your body, and they know if you're sick or if you're well. And almost 4 years ago, the one dolphin, Bella, swam with me all the time to let me know she was protecting me, that I was sick.
那 Jody 这么说 ,Bella 选择在 Anne 的身边游泳，这就说明 Anne 的身体出了毛病，对不对？
That's right.
Wow. Anne 在这之前有没有去看过医生呢？
Oh, of course. For years, she complained to her doctor about a pain in her chest. And the doctor kept telling her to go home.
Before I went to swim with the dolphin, I went to a doctor and they told me I was well. I kept telling them I had a pain in my chest. And the doctor kept saying, go home. And this went on year after year.
哇，我真的是难以相信哈、啊！这个医生一直坚持说 Anne 没有生病，还叫她放心的回家去吧。
Can you believe it? That's why Anne turned to the dolphins. When she came back from swimming with Bella on the first trip, she immediately had what she calls a medical miracle, a body scan.
Body scan 就是全身扫描。那通过这种全身扫描，有没有发现什么问题呢？
The body scan revealed that Anne had a cancerous tumor in her lung the size of an egg.
And it was the dolphin that tried to tell me that something was wrong. When I came back, I had one of these new medical miracles called a body scan, and there was this tumor, large as an egg, sitting in my lung.And I would have died within possibly 6 months, and Bella the dolphin helped save my life.
这么说 ,Anne 的第一个医生诊断失误，而 Bella 是对的。Anne 确实有病，而且是非常严重的肺癌。我觉得海豚不仅可爱、聪明，而且非常有爱心，真是人类的好朋友。这个故事最后的结局是什么呢？
Well, I think we should hear that straight from Anne.
I'm doing great.I passed all my cancer tests, and I go for tests every 3 months, and I'm doing great, and I think I may make it forever. So that's it. Thanks to Bella the dolphin.
Isn't that great? Anne has passed all her cancer tests. I'll tell you what, she is one tough cookie.
没错，我真的是替 Anne 感到高兴。她是一位非常非常坚强的女性，而且这个故事呢不仅感人，还是一个 happy ending.
And don't forget, a big thank you goes out to Bella the Dolphin. And thanks to all of you for joining us on American Cafe.
谢谢大家收听美语咖啡屋，我们下次再见。